Today's FanLUN Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 101 odds on either fighter landing a punch during the fight. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I'm still a pickle, think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, it always seems to be for someone else. Why all the people always seem to just be on vacation? What they won't get from it, I don't get anything at all. I'm like a trash can, holding all the information. And every single time I need me, feel a tiki tall.
Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, welcome in Overtime, FanRUN Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, Alex Comas in the studio with you guys. The White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, that is, live here. Feels weird, no midweek game. I'm a little sad. I don't know if you could hear my voice breaking. I've been on edge all day.
Been crying a little bit.
I mean, you usually have a Tennessee basketball game to hold you over. You usually have something of substance to hold you over until an ultimate letdown on the weekend. And now
it's probably best that we don't.
But at the end of the, I mean, we've lost our weekend game at least back-to-back times now with Kentucky and Auburn. And I would probably, if we went back and checked, majority of the time it's a weekend game we're losing. I mean, the Missouri game was a weekend game, I believe, that we lost. The weeknight game was the one that we won. So it's weird when you get that good feeling during the week, that energy to keep you building, keep you moving on a Wednesday when it's that climax, it's that peak of the hill, and you got to get over that little hop, that little top of the hill. And with no Tennessee basketball game, it's hard to do that. But Tennessee baseball is in action right now. And where's Austin Peay?
Tennessee.
Well, no, I know that. You're a county and city guy. I didn't know if you would. You knew where ETSU and a couple others were off the top of your head. I don't mean to put you in the spot. It doesn't matter. But they're playing.
I think it's northwest of Nashville.
The home of the governors. They're playing
like 30 Peay. Minutes northwest of Nashville. I don't know the county.
I think it's near Chattanooga, honestly.
No, nope, it's not.
That's not
no,
right.
No, it's not close.
No, that would be UTC.
It's in Clarksville.
That would be Chattanooga.
That would just be Chattanooga.
Yeah. UTC.
Classic mistake.
Yeah. But, Austin Peay. I've been to Austin Peay before.
Sick. So I know, they have a pretty cool logo.
I know it wasn't near Chattanooga.
It's like if the Vanderbilt mascot and Monopoly Man had a kid.
Yep.
And that's the Austin Peay logo.
Yep. And
that's
Austin Peay, every like 2 years, will give like a Kentucky or a Vandy.
In a random sport.
No, in football.
In football.
Every now and then they'll give them a scare. They never beat them, but they'll hang on until about the late third quarter. And then it's over. Every 3, 4, 5 years. They have a shocker.
Yeah, I mean, even in basketball and other places, I mean, Tennessee has had some local teams do some decent work. I mean, MTSU comes to mind when they beat Michigan State
in
an early round. They also, I mean,
that was in the first round, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the opening round. They ended up losing to Syracuse, I believe, in the second round. Boeheim's team in that 2-3 zone gave them the business, but.
See, I watch college basketball in the tournament. I watched that game.
Well, then why do you yell at me every time I try to do any college basketball player from around that time?
Because I watch the game. I don't like
keep up with the players.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair.
I can tell you Tennessee's roster. But
it's a good point by you.
I don't really.
Actually, that might be a good trivia segment next. Like tomorrow,
the most
obscure
like,
Tennessee basketball players.
Obscure.
From 2000 and on. I won't do anything from 1990s or 80s because that would be a little bit harder of a pull.
I might be, but those up until 2009, I don't know a ton, but I know a little.
I mean, you got the Maimon, the Prices.
Sure, yeah.
Those Bruce Pearl teams, the teams right before Bruce Pearl. The Donnie Tindall years are kind of wish-washy with Kevin Punter, a couple other players on those. But
Kevin Punter was
dirty.
Dirty.
Dirty, bro. Dirty is the only way to describe him. How was your day, man?
My day was pretty good.
Austin Peay just scored.
I feel like I say that exact phrase every day. My day was pretty good. My days are pretty good usually, though. I had a decent day today. Didn't have a whole lot on the plate. Took it pretty easy today. Just slowly awaiting for Saturday.
What's Saturday?
I have acquired an Xbox, but I'm waiting for it to really? To be in my possession.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And I was totally fine, you know, I wasn't really that upset about having to wait until like June, you know, when I couldn't get one. But now I've bought one, paid the money for it, but I don't have it, and I've had to wait since last Friday.
You ever ordered anything online before?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you should be used to this.
Nah, I got Amazon Prime. Normally I have this thing in like 2 days. Wow. But
so you're lazy?
But, you know, Best Buy is really slacking. That's all I'm saying.
Excuse me.
Spoiled, aren't you?
Blessed, I would say. I would say blessed. Yeah. I mean, just paying so much money for something and then having to wait 8 days kind of sucks.
You could have it tomorrow. I just have to take it off the shelf and put your sticker on
no,
it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Do it.
How dare you wait 8 days?
Do it,
days.
Folky.
I'm going to wait another week.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Folky, how was your day, man?
How was my day?
I asked you first.
Decent. My day was decent.
Why just decent, man?
Folky, I'm waiting on the day that you have a dandy day. I'm sorry you're going through this rough patch. Mm. I don't know what's going on. You know, you don't have to talk about that publicly, but
yeah.
I hope it gets better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. As for now, it's decent.
Okay. I mean, what...
I'm sorry.
Did something make it not good?
No.
Just decent.
There's nothing dandy going on.
Nothing dandy happening?
So, decent is default.
It just averages out?
Yeah.
It's fair. Alex, how are you, man?
Pretty good.
Sick.
Solid.
Glad to hear.
Will?
Folky and I bringing it.
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. I got to give Bear a quiz today.
There you go.
Felt nice.
How
I got
did
to.
Do?
He did better than I expected.
Wow.
But it was a fairly easy quiz. But I like writing trivia questions. I like making people feel stupid, I guess. So... Mm. It was a nice time, but he did much better than I thought.
What was your expectation?
Right about, actually, no. Right, he hit my expectations.
Oh.
I would have been impressed if he got all of them right. I would have been
severely
embarrassed
disappointed
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
He goes 0 for 7, hang it up, buddy. It's done.
You know when
it's
like
over.
Someone is embarrassing themselves, like it's almost worse than if you are being embarrassed.
Yeah,
someone embarrassing themselves hurts worse because you can't control that. If you're being embarrassed, you can stop it. If someone's being embarrassed and they don't see it, it almost feels worse. That's what it would have been
like
if
you went 0
for
7. Yeah, when they're like oblivious to like how just embarrassing they like they. That's the worst.
No social cues. No social
no,
cues.
No, like they can't pick up on the fact that like they're not like they think they're doing something super cool.
Yeah.
Or like something like that, and. Everyone is just dying watching it. That's probably top five worst feeling.
So he had no idea it was coming.
I mean, I think Russell might have told him beforehand, or they definitely hinted at it yesterday because I asked the question in the studio, and then I asked Russell it as well. If you had to Billy Madison style your way through school, knowing what you know now at the moment, you had to like take a test, and you could test out of each grade. How many grades do you think you would be able to pass? I'm convinced I wouldn't get past ninth grade just because my math would be able to carry me from like sixth grade on because that's when the math started getting hard. But everything else would have been able to make up for how bad my math would have been. Ninth grade would have been the cutoff where I just would have flunked out because my math test score would have been so bad. Bear was adamant that he would nail it, and he did fairly impressive. Would you like to hear the questions? Would you want to see how you would have done? You want
I mean,
Billy
just,
Madison?
Just
this?
Give me an example of one.
I have one science question I'll start with.
A science? I thought it was math.
No, I did every single subject
it's
in school.
Subjects. Oh, okay. You go to just math school?
I had one science question.
He was just saying how he would stop at ninth grade because the math is where it really got hard, so I thought it was
math is the hardest subject to write trivia questions for over the air as well.
True.
To have someone work out a math problem is not the greatest radio. But I had one science One world history, one U.S. history, two math questions, and then three English questions.
Okay.
I already asked Tucker these, so I want to see what Folky and Alex can get on these. We'll go Family Feud style. You're answering together. You ready?
Okay. Sure.
Science. The most abundant gas in the atmosphere is blank.
Oxygen.
I would discuss this for a second.
Carbon dioxide.
Abundant gas in the atmosphere is blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the trees.
I guess think about
carbon dioxide.
Would you like to have another answer?
I would just think about it a little bit more. I would think about it just a little bit more.
Is it another carbon?
It's an element. It's an element.
No.
So it is no carbon dioxide. It is one singular gas element.
Yeah.
Quite cold, actually. Used to
can make you go real fast.
Yeah, it's true as well.
If you do it a certain way.
That'll be nitrogen. Nitrogen is the most abundant gas in the atmosphere. Oxygen being second, argon gas is filling in the third.
Oxygen being second, Alex. Oxygen being second.
The first loser.
You wouldn't have gotten it right.
Yeah, but still, it was closer.
Fair enough. World history.
I mean, there is a lot of carbon dioxide. It's just not one element. Yeah. Like, that's a combo.
Compound, I believe is what they're called.
Composition.
Sure. World history. Turkey is formerly known as what?
Ottoman Empire. Final answer.
Are y'all in agreeance? The Ottoman Empire is correct. U.S. history. Which act was the main reason of the Boston Tea Party?
The Tea Act. Wait, act?
Which act was the main reason of the Boston Tea Party?
It was the Stamp Act.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. See, that's a common misconception. You think it would be the Tea Act. It is not. It is the Stamp Act, which was then taxed on tea because every stamp went on everything. Math was these three buttons on a calculator are used to find the opposite hypotenuse, adjacent hypotenuse, and opposite adjacent of a triangle. These are the three main functions of trigonometry. What are these three buttons on the calculator called?
Isn't it tan?
Tan, sine, and cosine.
That's correct. Tan would be tangent, but I will take tan because it is the...
It says tan on the calculator.
Yes, I will take it. And then the other math question, besides right triangles, what are the three main types of triangles?
Oh, Folky got a sneak peek of this one before the show.
I did?
Not the whole one, but we were discussing this exact question when you walked into the station.
Oh, from the potty? Or from inside? From outside?
He had just walked in from outside.
Oh, okay.
Types of triangles?
Yes. Besides right triangles, what are the three main types of triangles? Well, I'll give you a hint. It is not acute and it is not obtuse. Those are forms of angles.
It's hypotenuse.
That is the longest side of a triangle. That would
be the
C in the Pythagorean theorem.
Is perfect?
No.
No.
That would be scalene, isosceles, and equilateral.
Wow.
Isosceles being two equal sides, one non-equal side, equilateral being all three, and scalene being none equal to each other.
You told me there were three. I maybe could have gotten one of them.
I did say there were three. I said, besides right triangles, what are the three main types of triangles?
Yeah, but because you said besides.
Oh, my apologies.
That means that right is one of the three.
I just didn't want to say what are the three main types of triangles, and then someone say right angle is the first one, because that is the most dominant triangle.
It is the most dominant triangle in the game.
If you put them in a bracket, the right triangle
would win
every time.
Sweeps all the way.
Such a dominant triangle.
Like, it's unstoppable.
And now time for English. Y'all might have heard, Folky might have heard this question, so if you did and you know the answer, just shut up.
Cool.
Are these Shakespeare characters real or fake? Sir John Falstaff, Shylock, and Titiana. Real or fake characters? Did I make those up? Or did another William make them up and put them in a book?
I'm going to go false.
Those are all real characters. All real characters.
Everybody went false.
Every single person.
I did too. Like, yes. I said false.
Bear went false. Tucker went false. Those are all
real
characters.
I went after my own instinct because I heard, who's the, Shylock?
Yeah, Shylock is a character.
Yeah, I heard that and I was like, I think that one's real. Nah.
Falstaff is where I was considering it because I know I had heard the name before, but I was like, when you said, was that pulled by another Will from another place? I was like.
That would be one William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Who
thought it was you pulling it from Casablanca, for all I know.
Fair enough. Two more English questions. Who wrote the Odyssey and the Iliad?
Homer.
Correct. Good answer. And then the final question. Who wrote Of Mice and Men and Grapes of Wrath?
Oh,
you got this,
gosh.
Just you got this just the other
day. I read of mice and men.
You got this just the other day in like trivia or something like that.
It's not Mark Twain.
It is not Ernest Hemingway or Mark Twain or Mary Shelley or Harper Lee. I'll take those out of the way.
Or Stephen King.
Yeah, it is also not Stephen
Wasn't
King.
Wasn't him either.
Yeah.
Initials?
It's also not Truman Capote. Initials would be J.S.
Jane Stein is all I could think of.
You were close.
So
with a,
close.
With
so
a syllable.
Close.
It is John Steinbeck.
Oh.
John Steinbeck.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it.
When he asked me earlier, I kept thinking the name John Steinbrenner. And I was like, that's wrong. That's one that is not right.
No, it was not.
It was not.
Actually, I'm lying. I didn't read Of Mice and Men. I read the Spark Notes. That's what I read.
Of Mice and Men is such a good book, though.
Good stuff.
I didn't watch the movie.
No, dude, junior year is when I fell in love with reading. Great Gatsby, Of Mice and Men. Oh, what was the other one?
Terrible. Great Gatsby is awful.
We'd read poetry. What was the third book?
Shakespeare. I'm Shakespeare. Disappointed I didn't get that because I know I had to go over Hamlet.
What's your favorite
Romeo
Shakespearean
and Juliet.
Play?
I don't know.
None
of them.
You don't like any of them?
Awful.
Yes, they're awful.
I hate all
What about you, Folky?
No.
None of them?
Nope.
Even if I had like put a gun to your head and you had to choose one.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, fair enough.
Or Macbeth.
Fair enough.
Macbeth.
I'm
a good murder guy.
It's fair.
Got murder, I'll show up. I won't enjoy it, but I'll be there.
I like Othello. I like Julius Caesar. Both true, interesting stories. Romeo and Juliet's cool, too.
Whatever.
You're not in on the suicide pack?
The suicide pack is pretty cool.
It's ahead of its time.
It is ahead of its time.
I love some character names in there.
Mercutio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the two families?
That would be the... Oh, my God. Wait, this is deep in my
the
brain.
The Sharks and the Jets.
Shut up. Okay, let's see here. It is the... help me out here, Alex.
Oh. Go Family Feud style, guys.
They're in there. Like, I know they're in there.
You know them.
It's the...
Do you want me to tell you what they start with?
Yes.
M and C.
M. I knew one of them was an M, but I can't pull that one. And they're long too. It's not like a, it's not like the, like the.
It's not the Mitchells.
Yeah, it's not the Morgans.
Yeah, no, it is the Montagues and the Capulets.
I would have pulled it. I would have eventually pulled it if you gave me the whole show.
Romeo is the Montagues, and Juliet's the Capulets.
I'll be
right.
Correct. Now, what actor got his big break in Romeo and Juliet? The live action remake.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
There you go. Not the long ago
I was about
play.
To say. Ivan.
We'll be right back. Let's talk about some sports
we
next.
Probably should.
That was fun though.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back in, Fandom Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. How many calories do you think are in a White Claw Hard Seltzer, guys? If you had to guess, like Family Feud style answering.
All right, guys, let's talk about this for a second.
Calories.
It's gotta be like over 105, right?
Has to be.
I don't know. I think it might be less than that.
You think so?
I think so.
You think you can have that much flavor and great taste in a drink?
Do you mind if I chime in real quick?
And have it under 105 calories?
Yeah.
Please chime in.
I don't want you guys to get confused. These things are full of flavor.
They are full of flavor.
They're crafted using 5% alcohol and Hinterfer flavor and seltzer water. So they have all of that in there. So
I mean,
just
the way I'm looking at it.
Take that into account when you're adding all of these things together. Make sure you're doing the math right.
Where I'm sitting here.
Get analytical.
Thinking about it. The tasty drink has to have some calories in it. Decent amount, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would think. You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, but I think,
guys,
to set them apart, it might be like a 99 thing.
Oh, my God.
You're overthinking it. There are only 100 calories.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Are you for real?
I was one short.
Dead serious. If this is the Price is Right,
you
Alex.
Win.
Yeah. You and your
You get a brand new car!
You, Bob Barker, and your spayed and neutered pets are living lavishly in your brand new car because you would win. But they're only 100 calories, and they're now available in 8 refreshing flavors, including fresh watermelon, sweet tangerine, and juicy lemon. Each one of the wave of pure refreshment, White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Please drink responsibly, and please spay and neuter your pets. Speaking of spay and neuter, what? You never heard the Bob Barker?
Yeah, Bob Barker was all about spaying and neutering pets. You had to. Every day at the end of The Price is Right.
Don't come at me because you're not cultured.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't coming at anyone. I was just...
Two things about Bob Barker. Three, actually. One,
fantastic
game show host. Two, absolutely wanted to spay and neuter all animals on the planet. And number three, throws a mean right hook.
Yeah, he does.
Speaking of spaying and neutering, Illinois did that to Michigan last night, 76-53 in the Big House in Ann Arbor.
He was
waiting on
that one.
I was sitting on that one.
Is that why you sat back in your chair with a laugh? Because you immediately thought of that transition?
No, I have a much funnier joke that I can't say on air that I'll text into the group chat.
Cool.
That was made me laugh. I wasn't going to bring it up, but because you bring it up, I'll text into the group chat.
I think I know what it was.
But no, Illinois absolutely destroys Michigan last night at home. Michigan loses 53-76, falls to 18-2, 13-2, and just like that, we see Baylor go down in a blowout, and they look human last night as well, and we'll talk about that game.
Man, almost like that conference is a little overrated. I mean, they're all getting beat. Maybe they're not that good, you know?
No,
maybe someone said that earlier in the year.
If you want to go with that moniker, then every conference is bad because every conference is beating on each other.
Yes.
If you would like to.
Right.
They have to.
So one of them has to lose.
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's a game of statistics. But Kofi Coburn, 12 points, 7 rebounds. But the hero of the day, two men. You had
heroes?
Frazier. Sure. Heroes, if you want to pluralize it. Yeah.
Okay.
The heroes of the days.
Yeah.
You threw me off my train of thought.
God, I got you. Just what? One,
Trent,
two,
Trent
three,
Frazier.
Go.
Trent Frazier drops 22. He was 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point range, 7 of 18 from the field to go along with 4 rebounds and an assist, 2 steals to go along with that. 22 points, though, leading the team in scoring, stepping up. And then Andre Curbelo, that is, steps up with 17. He was 8 of 14 from the field, no 3-pointers attempted. 1 of 2 from the free throw line as well with 6 rebounds and 2 assists to go along with that. Some guys stepping up when a man is down, and it was just a team effort. Only 3 guys above in double-digit scoring, but still able to get the 76-53 win. And it really was mainly, I don't want to say mainly because I didn't watch this game, but it seemed like when I was looking at the box score of when the blowout was starting to become in progress, when it started separating themselves, Hunter Dickinson and Wagner were on the bench, both with 3 fouls. They ended the game with 3 fouls, didn't have any more foul trouble, but Wagner was 1 of 9 from the field. Dickinson was 1 of 8 from the field. 6 points for Dickinson, 2 points for Wagner, who are their leaders on that team. Michigan looks human. Still a 1 seed, in everyone's opinion, I'm assuming. Obviously,
I mean,
with their tear, even with this game, the tear that they went on earlier, right before this game, beating in a row Wisconsin by 8, Rutgers, and then also beating Ohio State like they did, Iowa like they did, 79-57, and Indiana like they did. They're still a 1 seed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're just talented enough to be a 1 seed.
Now there was talk that maybe
to be a 1 seed.
There was talk of maybe putting them as that number 1 overall seed with Gonzaga not playing anybody and Baylor going down.
I would be okay with that.
Still, even after this loss, would you be okay with Michigan? Sorry, said
nine
different
teams. They lost
to
Illinois.
Number
4
team in the nation. 19-6, 15-4 in Big Ten play, but they were also without their number 1 guy.
Sure.
Well, I mean, you say number 1 guy. I think it's a 1-2 punch in Illinois, but I think. I'm not misspeaking when I say their number 1 guy is Dosunmu. He's the leading scorer for them, as well as their leading assist man. Really just their creation system right there for points. So able to score 76 without him is impressive. And then going on to Baylor, the other 1 seed, they get a win in overtime in a scare against West Virginia, 94-89. You had some money riding on this game, so you got any emotional take to get off of before we break down this game?
Well, I just...
Man with the mullet hit the big shot. Matthew Mayer from 3.
Yeah, I knew that game was over the moment went to overtime.
Always is.
I didn't feel like West Virginia really had the much gas left in the tank. I think they really left it on the line and were trying to finish that game at the end of regulation. Didn't get it done. Mm-hmm. Didn't get it done. I know they were thinking about me when they were playing. They were playing hard for me. You know, I laid it all on the line for them, and they tried to lay it out on the line for me, but in overtime, they just got a little overwhelmed. Baylor's a little more talented. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mentioned his name, Matthew Mayer. 18 points, 3 of 5 from three-point range, 7 of 12. Hit them when they needed them badly. And then also you had Davion Mitchell, who scores 20 points, 4 of 7 from three-point range, and Jared Butler drops 5 for 11 from three-point range. 41% from three-point range, but only – three of their guys were really hitting. You had Teague was 1 of 7 from three-point range. No other starter attempted a three, and then only one other bench warmer attempted a three. So three main guys were really the scoring for Baylor, and it's kind of the same on the end for West Virginia. You would think Culver would have been the main guy. 9 rebounds, 9 points is not a bad performance at all, except for all 9 points from the free throw line. He was 9 of 10 from the free throw line. 0 for 3 from the field. 9 rebounds to go along with that, though. But Bridges steps up, puts up 12 for them with 7 rebounds. And then McNeil puts up 18, and McBride puts up 19. And then Sherman puts up 26 off the bench, but only 1 of 4 from three-point range. They were 39% from three-point range on the day. Is this West Virginia team? I mean, they go down the stretch.
They are playing good basketball.
They've been playing good basketball
for a little bit.
But did we see what separates a good team from a great team last night playing down the stretch? West Virginia had the lead, had a chance to seal it, does not take advantage of the chance. Baylor able to tie it. I believe Butler was the one who hit the game tying layup, if I'm not mistaken. It was happening during the show, so I apologize if I'm a little off. I was trying to read trivia at the same time. But I believe Butler was the one who hit the game tying layup, and then overtime happened. And
yeah,
anything can happen in overtime. We've seen Rick Barnes have his issues in overtime. Teams have issues in overtime, so that's not the main thing. But giving this game away at the end of the game, is that maybe a little foreshadowing for what could happen with this team in March? And also Culver not having any points from the field, only 3 attempted field goals, being 9 of 10 from the free throw line and hitting all of his points from there. I mean, it's impressive when a big man is 90% from the free throw line, but you would like your number one big man, arguably top 5, top 10 big man in the nation right now, to put a field goal on.
Yep. Look, it was just disappointing in some aspects, mm-hmm. especially from Culver. And to lose that lead late in the game, it's tough. But I think it just proves to you just how they're on that same level as Baylor. Mm-hmm. They should have won that game. I don't know if you can take away from it that Baylor is maybe a little bit worse than what we thought, because originally we had thought they were just far and superior, the best team in the Big 12.
Yes.
But when you look at what they've done in recent times, and now you look at this game against West Virginia, against arguably the second-best team in the Big 12, definitely one of the top three.
We discussed that yesterday, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that they you know, nearly lost this game. They end up coming through and winning and proving that, you know, hey, we are the top guys here in the Big 12. But I think it just proves to you that, you know, the top half of that Big 12, the top three specifically, they're a dangerous three, mm-hmm. that any team would face in the NCAA tournament. And I think it's going to be between the Big 10 and the Big 12 as to which team's going to have two teams from their conference represent them in the Final Four.
I think it's definitely going to be, we talk about it all the time with football, which conference is going to get two teams in, and I think this year is going to be one of those years where the majority of the talk about the tournament is which team is going, or which conference is going to get two teams in to the Final Four, like it is in college football. Normally we're talking ACC or SEC. This year it's Big 10 or it's Big 12. Before we move on from this segment, just quickly, did this game tell you more about West Virginia or did it tell you more about Baylor? Good or bad things? Did it show that Baylor can win in close games? Because they haven't had a close game all season.
Yeah.
The only other close game they had was against Iowa State, where they ended up winning by 5 against a terrible team, where you can't really read anything from that game, and their only loss of the season is in a blowout to a good Kansas team. Did this game finally show you that Baylor can win in close games because they haven't had to play close games all season? Or did this game show you that West Virginia is right there with Baylor?
I'd say Baylor.
Baylor.
I think I was starting to doubt them a little bit with the way in which they performed, like you mentioned, against Iowa State in their first game back, and then to get blown out the way they did against Kansas. I thought they were coming back down to earth. I thought they just happened to have a good stretch to begin the year, and then COVID hit them, and I thought that we were about to see them play like a real schedule and play real, you know, good teams in the Big 12, and they got all those games postponed. So and once I saw them returning, I thought that they would come back down to earth. But to get a win against an impressive West Virginia team, a West Virginia team that I'm high on, I'd say it says a lot more about Baylor for me than it does West Virginia.
Yeah. Fair enough. Alex smoking that West Virginia pack. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, FanRun Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's time for some trivia. Wrote some trivia for Bear. I wrote some trivia for y'all. Categories today, it's going to be a common category for the coming days because I found a website I like. We have This Days in Histories.
Okay.
I'll give you a date and I'll give you a hint, and basically you just have to fill in the gap of the hint. I'll ask a question about what happened on this day in history. I have Everything Twins. No, it's not the Minnesota version. It's the identical version. I have celebrity twin groupings. I'm going to give you hints about them. I need you to tell me the names of these two twins. And then to round it out, you got some movie characters. I'm going to read you some movie character names. I need you to tell me the actor who played all three of these characters in different movies / TV shows.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Sure.
Sweet. Tucker, I'm glad you're ready.
Sure.
Sweet. Sounds good. Who won yesterday? Do we know? Do we remember?
I think I won.
Okay, we'll go with Folky. Folky, where would you like to start?
I'm pretty sure I won, but that's
fine. I think Tucker won.
But I don't care.
Where would you like to start?
Give me movies.
Folky, where would you like to start?
First.
We're going with movies because Folky couldn't answer the question.
Folky, I forgot.
He's trying, dude. Don't.
All right. First question Decent of day. The movie characters. Are you ready for the character list? This question is for everybody. Birthday style is answering.
Are you? Wait, do you want us to wait until you say all the characters?
Listen to all three, please. Listen
all three characters.
All three character names. Are you ready for them?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All over be.
Charlie Babbitt, Joel Goodson, Ethan Hunt.
What? Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is correct. Ethan Hunt would be Mission Impossible. Charlie Babbitt is Rain Man. Joel Goodson, I believe, is Risky Business.
Okay. I'm not a big Tom Cruise guy, actually.
Fair. It's fair. There's other actors and actresses in there.
Yeah, I don't watch a ton of Tom Cruise movies.
Alex, you're on the board. Where would you like to go?
Twins.
Twins, it is. Twins in the world of football. These two defensive
McCourty.
Back twins. It is the McCourty twins. Good pull by Folky.
Damn it!
Where would you like to go next?
Twins.
Twins it is. These
Disney.
Disney have,
twins.
Yes, I have two Disney twins right here known
Olsen.
As the sisters. Olsen.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
No. Known as the sisters.
They won
African-American Disney. Pair. I cannot remember. I believe it was Soul
Tia
Sisters.
Tia and Tamara.
Tia and Tamara is correct. Where would you like to go?
Woo! It was on Sister Sister.
Sister Sister, that's what it was.
Give me movies.
Movies it is. These three names are what actor? Donnie Azoff, Noah Griffith, Ephraim Divaroli.
Is that Donnie from The Wild Thornberries?
No.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill is correct.
I'm watching War Dogs.
War
right
Dogs
now,
is a fantastic movie with Miles Teller. Where would you like to go?
Let's go with movies.
Movies again. Here's this actor's names. Tyler Durden, Benjamin Button, Billy Bean.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is correct. Would you like to stay in movies?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Margaret Thatcher, Joan Ann Kramer, Miranda Priestley. What famous actress would this be? Margaret Thatcher, real person, but she also was played by this actress, Joanne Kramer, and Miranda Priestley. I'll give you the movies. This is Kramer and Kramer, Devil Wears Prada, and Iron Lady, I believe, is the Margaret Thatcher version.
Emily Blunt?
Incorrect.
No, it's...
Anne Hathaway?
No, maybe.
Devil Wears Prada.
It's
a throat virus, but with an extra E.
What?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
I was trying to...
Strep throat.
I knew who it was.
Streep
I just couldn't
throat.
Think of her stupid yes. name.
I was Meryl trying Streep. To think of the cast of Devil Wears Prada. I was just out on
Where
that.
Where would you like to go?
We got... What's the other one besides Twins? This Day in
this
History?
This Days in Histories.
Let's do those.
This Days in Histories?
Sure.
Sounds good. This
I'm
rapper...
Staying away from Twins.
This rapper in 2005 releases the Massacre album, 2005 Billboard Album of the Year, Grammy Award nomination for Best Album of 2006.
T-Pain.
Incorrect.
Ludacris.
Incorrect. I input my 2 cents a lot.
50 Cent.
50 Cent is correct. 2005 album, The Massacre.
Okay.
Folky, where would you like to go?
We'll go Twins.
Twins it is. These two twins were known for living in a hotel.
Zach and Cody.
What are their real names?
Cole and Dylan Sprouse.
That is correct. Folky, I can't control that. That's on you, man. Where would you like to go next, Alex?
Whatever.
Go with Twins.
Twins it is. These famous baseball twins, also known for getting knocked out.
Consecos,
what are the names?
Jose and...
Jack.
Crazy Train.
Ivan.
Trevor.
No. Donna.
Ozzie Canseco and Jose Canseco.
That is correct. It is Ozzie and Jose Canseco. Where would you like to go?
I knew that one.
Hey, real quick question, Alex. How do you feel about Golden Tate?
Golden Tate?
Do you like him?
I mean, he was all right, but he's no longer going to be with the Giants.
Oh, okay. I was just going to try to tell you that. Never mind. Let's go movies.
Movies it is.
Yeah, Schefter just tweeted it a minute ago. He's being released.
No surprise.
Evan Baxter, Brick Tamland, Felonious Grew.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell is correct. Would you like to stay?
Sure. Let's keep it going.
Sounds good. This is the first one that features some television characters. You have Mark Loring, Marty Bird, Michael Bluth.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes.
Paul Rudd? No.
No.
What is his name?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman is correct. It is Jason Bateman.
I almost said Jason Sudeikis.
Paul Rudd.
Where would you like to go?
God.
Let's go movies.
Movies.
Paul Rudd's funny.
It is. Johnny Boy, Travis Bickle, Jimmy Conway.
Al Pacino.
Nope.
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro is correct.
I was thinking Jimmy Hoffa. God.
Is Jimmy Hoffa Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense now that I put the pieces together.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Hoffa.
Where would you like to go, Alex?
Gang.
Let's go this day in history.
This day in history. All right. In 2018, so not that long ago in history, this movie was named the worst film of 2017 in the Razzie Awards. Is incorrect.
No, that's newer than that. Angry Birds.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. I feel like that's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
Pixel.
It is a good guess, but it is incorrect.
Genre.
What genre is it?
Oh. I thought he was saying.
No. Wait, no. Folky's got the right idea here.
What is the genre?
I don't know.
He's got
Batman versus Superman.
It's a children's movie. I don't know how to categorize it other than
Inside
a children's
Out.
Movie.
No, Inside Out.
That was a good.
Apparently
one.
That was good. I haven't seen it, but apparently that one was good.
I didn't watch it.
100. Prayer. High Five.
101 Dalmatians.
No. Fist Bump.
Encouragement.
Heart. What am I naming? I'm naming all these different types
of... The Emoji Movie.
It is the Emoji Movie.
Totally. Yeah, that's...
It is the Emoji Movie. Where would you like to go?
I've been playing that on FX recently. I don't know why. Yeah.
Is it good?
I keep scrolling through the channels. No, I don't tune in.
Where would you like to go next?
Let's go movies one more time.
Movies one more time. All right, last... yes, okay, last name on this list.
I can play this movie game for
this
like
one.
Two
this
hours
one's the hardest yeah. one. This is the hardest one out of all of them. You have Julie Powers, Daisy Danby, and April Lungate.
April Lungate
of Parks and Rec.
No. Aubrey Plaza.
Stop telling me no.
Yes, it is Aubrey Plaza.
I was telling them no, not to say it.
Julie Powers of Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, I knew all those characters, but I couldn't find the face.
Happy National Anthem Day. Star Spangled Banner was adopted by the U.S. Congress today as well. Just some other This Days in History. And the first hockey game was today, too. Just some fun
What
part.
Time was it?
1845.
Oh, okay.
1845, yeah. Missed Florida was the 27th state of the nation. We'll be right back. Hour 2 kicking off right now, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulgerson, Alex Comas, carrying right until 8 p.m. Did you see where, well, first off, Mike Mayock, who's he the GM of? Mike Mayock.
Mayock?
Mayock, yeah.
I know the name.
Who's he the GM of?
Who is he the GM of?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
That would be your rival, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, that's why it sounds familiar.
I was setting you up to knock that one out. That was more of an alley-oop, not trying to embarrass you.
I don't care about the GMs.
Fair enough. Well, you might care what he has to say while he's endorsing Derek Carr, calling him, quote, one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Wait, are you sure it's from Mayock?
Quote.
It's not from David Carr.
Quote, I think Derek Carr had his best year yet under John Gruden. Said during a Zoom meeting with reporters, I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and we couldn't be happier with him. And I tell you every year, we evaluate every position every year. I have no idea who might call me for a trade or who might not call me. So you have to do the evaluations based on your own players and every other player in the league. And you've got to stack your board and understand what the league value is around the league. And we'll do that. But if you're asking me specifically about Derek, I think John and I would both stand shoulder to shoulder and pound the table for Derek. Which I've never heard the saying, pound the table. I've never heard. Have you ever heard someone, I've never once heard someone ever say, when they're describing someone they would stick up for, saying, yeah, me, if I was describing how I would stick up for, you and me would stick up for Folky, I would not say, yeah, me and Tucker would stand shoulder to shoulder and pound the table for Folky. He's that good of a guy. We would pound the absolute crap out of the table.
Pound the table. That's
You're not a big table pounder?
I don't really get the...
the urge to pound things on all fours?
I just don't understand what he's saying.
Maybe. I mean, I just think...
I'd do that for Folky. If you need me to pound a table, I got you, buddy. I just don't know why.
Who am I pounding at?
Like, what... I'll do it.
I appreciate it.
I'm not scared.
I think the reason I brought this quote up, I didn't even bring it up because of the pound the table thing.
Derek Carr sucks.
He is saying we think Derek Carr is one of the best. He's hyping Derek Carr up because he wants to field a trade offer. I mean, you wouldn't bring up, hey, I think he's the best quarterback in the league, but I mean, I don't know who's going to call me or who might not call me.
No one call me, but my phone number is.
It's like a girl getting broken up with, the don't hit me up type Snapchat story. Yeah. You want someone to hit you up. You want a rebound. You're ready to be hurt again. And it seems like the Raiders are ready to be hurt again. Raiders have been linked to Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, who agent listed Las Vegas as one of four desired destinations, along with New Orleans, Dallas, and Chicago, if the Seahawks obviously chose to trade him.
He did have his best year ever, though. Wasn't, like, amazing, but it was okay. But Derek Carr...
an okay year, but one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, he had an okay year.
Did you see where the Vikings GM says that Kirk Cousins will be our quarterback moving forward?
I mean, yeah, you're locked into that one.
Yeah, no real surprise there.
You're stuck with that guy. You're paying the man.
Major bed, now you lie in it.
Yeah.
Fair. That's fair.
But, I mean, Kirk Cousins can catch on fire at any point and just go for a five-week period where he's just top five in the league.
Oh, that's true.
And then he'll regress back to, what, like 10th, 13th?
I mean, with 17. You got Justin Jefferson, who had one of the better, I mean, the best rookie season on record.
Him, they've been, like, hooking up really well.
And Dalvin Cook is looking to be a top five running back in the NFL.
Yeah, if he can keep up that pace of last year.
And not get injured nine times in the season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have a team building there. Did you see where the New York Jets... GM Joe Douglas said he's open to Sam Darnold offers and downplays the idea of trading for a star player. Said, I will answer the call if it's made. It's a quote from General Manager Joe Douglas.
I don't know who they would.
Wait, so he said he's open to calls?
He's open to trading Sam Darnold, but he downplays the idea of trading for a star player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that, I read the headline wrong, too. Well, it's a terribly written headline.
Who would you get if you're not one to...
I just don't understand.
Oh, so he's not going to seek out a trade, but if someone was to call him up and say, hey, I'll trade you this, 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 and this for Darnold, then he'd be open to that.
As it pertains to Sam, we think Sam is a dynamic player in this league with an unbelievable talent. Douglas said with all of that stuttering, he really has a chance to hit his outstanding potential moving forward.
With
but
a different team.
If calls are made, I will answer them.
I mean, I think Sam Darnold has potential. I think he does.
I think he does, but just not with the Jets.
No, not with the Jets, or at least not with the Jets of the past couple years.
Yes.
Like, if they can change something, you know, they've changed things up a little bit, maybe get him in a little better offensive system and find him some weapons. I think he can be a little better. Like, he's shown flashes where you're like, whoa, hey, I didn't know he could do that.
But then you've also seen the worst.
Then you've
just
seen absolute garbage. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to figure out, get a real tap on who he is.
The Jets are in second place.
He's a mystery to me.
53 seasons without a 4,000-yard passer during a season. They're second place for the longest drought. They've gone 53 years without a 4,000-yard passer, who is the only team above them who has never had a 4,000-yard passer. I say
the Bears.
The Bears have, yes.
Oh, I was going to say the Cleveland Browns.
Well, no. who's third place on that list?
I'm going to go with
Cleveland Browns.
It is the Cleveland Browns.
Is it the Browns?
With Brian Sipe being the last guy to throw 4,000 in 1980.
Baker didn't throw for 4,000 yards this year?
What's the fourth? What's
you know who did?
What's the fourth team
Derek
on the list?
Carr, the guy we were just making fun of.
What's the fourth team? Okay, Derek Carr doesn't have the best 1-2 running back punch in the NFL. Arguably, the Browns have the best 1-2 running back punch in the NFL.
I don't think Baker Mayfield will ever throw for 4,000 yards.
Bears have never had a quarterback throw in all of 101 seasons, and the fourth place team of 29 years since the last time a 4,000-yard quarterback has thrown for them in 1991 was the last year. What team is that?
4,000 yards, Cardinals.
Incorrect. They had Kurt Warner.
So fourth?
Fourth. 29 years. 1991. This team was not this team in 1991.
Titans.
It is the Titans. Warren Moon being the last guy, 29 years for the Titans.
How many without a 4,000 this year? I feel like he would have eclipsed 4,000. No. Really?
Derrick Henry had 2,000 yards.
That's true. That's true.
It's not just straight numbers sometimes. People get too up on that. Sometimes it is, but it's definitely... I say it 1,000 times a show. It's going to be interesting to see we've already seen all the quarterbacks who want to leave. We've already talked about the two older quarterbacks who could possibly be leaving for new destinations or leaving the game in general. And now we're talking about these young quarterbacks who we didn't even know were going to be going places and being seen on new teams. And now perhaps we might see a lot more what's the word I'm looking for? Musical chairs.
Change?
Yes, change. Change would be the word. I wasn't looking for the exact word change, but change fits. Change fits.
For the record, Tannehill was very close this year.
3,800?
38, 19, and had 165 in the postseason. I don't know if postseason counts to that or not. But
no idea. No idea.
He was mere yards short if it does.
You mentioned it earlier. Just bring it up since we're talking about the NFL. Veteran wide receiver Golden Tate released by the Giants. Alex, instant reaction.
How has he been? Like, that's a household name.
Got in a
like,
fight.
People
yeah.
know who Golden Tate
it's
is.
It's really the only thing he did last year, right? Was getting
really
a fight.
You don't really hear. You haven't heard about him for like the last 3 years.
No, he got suspended for a game because he was complaining about not getting the ball and not getting on the field as much as he would have liked. So it's not really that big of a deal for me. They weren't really using him.
He's 32 years old.
Yeah, he's
old. He creates $6 million in cap space for the Giants, $10 million if he is a designated. A post June 1st cut.
He only had 35 catches this year.
Yep.
It's not a lot. When it comes to,
388 yards, 2 touchdowns.
In the Monday night game against Tampa Bay, he caught a touchdown and he turned immediately to the camera that was right next to the goalpost and screamed into the camera, "Throw me the ball." So.
Well, I don't know how the people at home are going to do that, but.
Yeah. I think it wasn't for the people at home.
I think it was a message.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah, the next game he was not playing.
Yeah, his wife Elise really? Ranted that That's night awesome. On Instagram. You talking about that November 2nd night where he said, "Throw me the ball." His wife went to Instagram to rant about the lack of opportunities, and Tate later liked a tweet that suggested he should be cut and give an opportunity to sign somewhere else. So he was ready to go. Obviously, he also had the fist fight on the field with Los Angeles Rams quarterback Jalen Ramsey. I believe that was a baby mama dispute. Jalen Ramsey hook up with his sister or something?
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah. He was
and they fist fought.
He had a Jalen Ramsey left his sister after they
that's
had just had a child.
I knew it had to do with someone giving birth to somebody.
Yeah. But Jalen Ramsey was like going at him pretty hard too, like.
Oh, Golden Tate told him.
It was very mutual.
Golden Tate told him prior to the year that we were going to handle it next time I see you.
But Jalen Ramsey is known for these things. He used to, when he was playing at Florida State, he used to DM the guys he was going up against girlfriends the day before the game, so they would get mad at him, and he would just be in their DMs And then I believe he was a part of that playoff team that did not lose.
I think Jalen Ramsey's a lot of talk, no bite. Golden Tate lived up to what he said.
Golden Tate, he was swinging them hands.
I mean, he's cut, and Jalen Ramsey went to the playoffs this year. That's all there is to it.
I don't think if Golden Tate played a little better, I don't think they were making the playoffs.
Yeah,
good point. I don't think he's the make or break on that team, buddy.
The receiver is not something that they need to focus on.
Yeah. He was targeted 52 times all year. I don't know what he could have done.
Standard. Targeted 52.
Targeted 50. Caught 35 of those. Like, that's a pretty solid percentage, actually.
That's Daniel Jones' fault.
That was pretty good.
Look at him more. I think Golden Tate's in the right here. Get out of there while you can. No, I'm kidding. I think he's done. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. If your loved one's been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit them at g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. They've been serving East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G, the number 3, helpme.com, 865-558-8030. They're a presenting sponsor of the G3 Help Me Hotline, where Westchester has been waiting patiently to hop on the show. Westchester, you're on overtime, man. How you doing?
I am great, gentlemen. Thanks for fitting me in. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good,
doing
man.
Swell.
You know, it's the age of the internet. I think that's 4 hours old. It's old news, but I'm going to talk about it anyway, if that's all right with y'all.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Guys, let's play a little what if game. None of us know for sure, but is it really, really that far of a stretch to think that if T had gotten the interim job, that, you know, we would have got his kid? I mean, even not for football, even if he just came here to play baseball. I mean, did we mistreat T while he was here and that's why we didn't get him?
To answer that question, yes. Now, the interim tag, if we would have just made him the interim, I still don't know if he had a spot on this staff with Heupel coming in. So even if you give him the interim tag and then don't let him on the staff, that still seems like a slight, and it still seems like, yes, it's a mishandlement. So to answer your question of is it the mishandlement of T. Martin's time lead to us not getting him, I would say yes.
Yeah.
But just straight not interning him, I would say no.
No, I think me and Will were just talking about it in the break. And Will, you said that we just had a nasty breakup with him, and that's why his son didn't come.
Yeah, I mean,
like that's pretty much the point. Like, yes, that's what's happened.
Yes,
it just got a little messy in the end, and I don't even know if he's gonna go to Miami. To be honest with you, I could see him going in the draft. He's extremely talented.
That's the talk. He could get drafted in the minors straight in. And
yeah, I don't think he enrolls in Miami. I don't.
It definitely sucks to not be able to get a prospect out of your backyard, but there's a little less sting off of it just because you do have the instant scapegoat excuse of, well, it's because the bad breakup with T. Martin. Now, it still sucks you can't get him out of your backyard, though.
But that's a preventable excuse. That's an excuse, not a reason.
Yes.
For sure, yes.
There's a big difference in an excuse and a reason in my book.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It gets blurry.
So, how many, where are we at this point? Pretend I'm a total idiot, not a far stretch. How many scholarship quarterbacks do we have going into next season at this point?
We got Hooker, Bailey, Maurer's still here.
Salter.
Salter's coming in.
That's all I can
think
of.
Is there a fifth one? Is there a fifth one floating around in there that I'm missing?
Trout and JT are gone.
I think we got four. I think we're rolling with four this year.
So you got $10 left in your FanDuel account. You're placing a futures bet on who starts the first game. Who do you got?
It's tough because
Bailey.
I would lean. Bailey would be the favorite. I think Bailey would probably be.
Oh. Now that I think about it, like
plus 120.
Automatic in my brain, it would be Bailey just because he's there. Like, he's already there. But then you can make the case for Salter because it's a new system. You want to get a new face, maybe not do someone from the Pruitt era, but then you also could have the argument of Hooker is the only guy who's played college football, maybe new face with experience, and you throw him in instead of Bailey or Salter.
And his skill set, exactly. I think, would lend itself to Heupel's offense.
And you only get him, assuming, for 1 year, depending on how everything sets up this season for college football.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and use them now?
That's
actually a fantastic question, Westchester. You're always out here bringing the best thoughts.
I would probably put my $10 on
whatever the super boost is.
Whatever the super boost is, for sure, I almost think Hooker.
Hooker makes more sense.
He's started at the D1 level. He started more games than Harrison Bailey has. He's had more experience than Harrison Bailey has.
No, it's not Bailey's fault at all.
Hooker can move a little bit. He's got, mm-hmm. He can run. He's really fast. He's electric in the open field. And he can throw the ball pretty decently. I think he may get the nod to start the season. I don't know if he finishes the season.
Yeah, I'd prefer Hooker as well.
I think you're using a little too much logic.
That's true.
The reason I say that, not to be a total jerk, but if you're Heupel, you're here for 5 years guaranteed. Yeah. Because every year that we're in a bowl band, you get an automatic year out of your contract. Mm-hmm. So we're in buyout hell, and you are here. Mm-hmm. You're under pressure a little bit to win now, but you can build for the future. You don't have to start the proven guy if you've got somebody with some time left that you can build up into your system to see where you're at. And that's what, spring practice, if we have it, summer drills and all that stuff is for. But I don't think it's – the reason I ask that question is I don't think it's based anything on experience. I think it's the question is he going to build for the future? Is he going to try to win in year one and shoot himself in the foot because he has no one after that? Like, he has no pressure to do anything next year.
No, it's
he's not fired.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a you don't want to say lame duck when talking about college football coaches, because there's really no such thing, because you can't recruit and things. But it's almost as close to anything of a lame duck year as you can get. None of it really matters. I mean, regardless of what happens, we're stuck with him. Like you said, you are in here for a long haul, it seems like. And so regardless of what happens, there's not going to be many consequences either way, positive or negative, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not like it's I get it. He's in here like 3 or 4, and he has a one-and-done quarterback who transfers in. There's 1 year left. He can win some games, and he just has to do it to save his job. But I don't know. This is going to be interesting, because no one really knows how. I haven't heard the numbers yet on the scholarship players that are coming back versus who's been recruited and how much room we actually have and all of that. I've heard it for baseball, but somehow I haven't heard it for football yet. That's kind of weird to me. So I guess we're just kind of waiting to see what happens. But
yeah, it really is just a wait and see game, especially with all the guys we've been losing to the transfer portal. And I mean, the transfer portal is going to be open all season or all summer long.
Right, but they still have entering the transfer portal is not siding with an agent. You can still come back to your team if they take you, or do they have to take you?
I don't know if they necessarily have to take you, but I wouldn't.
I think your team will take you back.
In the position Tennessee is in, at least.
We're letting everybody come back. Basically. It don't matter.
Yeah.
come on home.
You got anything else for us, Westchester?
I guess they're coming back if they don't have a McDonald's bag in their hand when they get back, right?
That's true.
It's true. Yes.
Thanks, guys. Have a good show.
No problem.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I didn't say you too that time. That made me feel smart. Every time he says, have a good show, hit him with the you too. That's a good question, though.
That was a good question. I'm curious to the spring game. They just announced that. What date that's going to be? It's April 14th or something like that. I got my email.
I don't know. I know that Rick Butler has an article up about the strikeouts, no pun intended. Actually, probably pun intended. Rick's a good writer, so I'll go ahead and give him the pun intended. About Sam Horn and Cade Martin, two articles about them. And also, A.J. Cook, keep an eye out for his Orange and White game article. Will be up shortly.
It is April 24th.
24th, okay.
The 24th. I'm curious to see who will be the starting quarterbacks for the Orange and the White team in the Orange and White game. Mm-hmm. I wonder who's going to be those top two guys. I mean, it's got to be Bailey's going to be one of them, right?
I would think so, but at the same time, you can never know with the new administration.
If Caden Salter comes in and just absolutely tears it up, mm-hmm. like these quarterbacks are all at zero right now.
Yeah,
like every one of them.
I definitely don't think a true freshman is going to get the gig,
unless he comes in and absolutely tears it up.
No, I just don't see it.
I mean, it's.
I mean,
if
we
a
did,
team like
we,
Alabama can roll with a true freshman quarterback.
Yeah, they're a little bit more safer, but I think that we talked about it with Westchester. I think he made good points of it not necessarily being a lame duck, but there's really no positive nor negative consequences when you have bans and all of these different restrictions that we're going to have. So you can kind of get away with more. So that's why that's the only reason I think you might see a true freshman, just because you can get away with more in the position that Heupel's coaching staff will be in. But like Westchester said, like I say 1,000 times a show, it's definitely going to be interesting. Speaking of interesting, we picked a way too early top, not top 25, final four. You, Tucker, me, and Folky all did. I believe that was the 29th of December is when we did it. So right around the start of the season, right around start of conference play when we started learning about these teams more and more. Break that down. Talk about our way too early final four. I'll tweet them out and everything. Yeah, that's next segment. Don't miss it. We'll be right back. We're here. We've been sitting on it since December 29th. We can sit no longer. Way too early. Final four. We picked them a long time ago. I'm going to be making the graphics during this segment, and I'll tweet them out, all of ours, so we can see who had the best way too early final four.
I'm going to be real with you, fellas. I know two of mine.
You don't remember the rest of yours?
I could find it.
Would you like to take a guess?
Okay, I had...
I'll give you a hint. Have one West Coast Conference team.
Hold on.
I was going to give you the conferences, so it's a little bit easier.
No, I've got Gonzaga, Oregon, Tennessee, Iowa.
Incorrect. Other Big Ten school.
Michigan?
No, I told you I hated this pick when you made it. They just lost last night. Number 25 team in the nation going to fall out of the top 25. Demetrius Trice.
They're red.
Wisconsin.
Jeez. It is Wisconsin, yes. Thank you, Alex, for screaming cheese. I liked that. That was a nice dynamite drop.
I thought he just said geez, as in he was calling me stupid.
No.
That too.
Okay, at least he said cheese. Say it into the mic, though.
Not at this time.
Okay. I mean, you have before, and you will again.
Yes, your final four read as Tennessee, Gonzaga, Wisconsin,
when, I defeat your birthdays.
You probably will. I can accept that at this point.
Folky, do you remember yours?
No.
Would you like to take some cracks at it?
You know two of them.
Illinois?
Yes.
I picked Illinois.
Yes.
I picked Tennessee.
Yes.
God, we all picked Tennessee.
We did.
Oh, no, we all...
We were a bunch of sunshine pumpers in December, baby. We had beat up on a bunch of no-names.
I'm still...
We were ready to roll.
I'm still fine with it.
I'm not. If we get to the Sweet
16... There's no way you're just fine with it.
If we get to the Sweet 16, we've won a national championship in my mind.
Texas Tech. Like,
Texas Tech is correct.
That's
good job, Folky. One more team.
Right now.
One more team.
Not Sweet 16, Elite 8.
West Virginia?
God, that's like back-to-back natties.
West Virginia, no.
Ohio State.
I didn't pick them.
You didn't pick Ohio State?
No.
Gee.
American Conference, Folky.
Okay, that.
Think of hot older women.
This feels like a trap.
That would be the Houston Cougars.
Okay.
Oh.
The Houston Cougars was your final four. So Folky's final four reads as...
First thing that popped in my head was Stifler's mom.
Our Lady of the Lake making the final four.
Yeah.
You had Houston, Illinois, Texas Tech, Tennessee. I had Rutgers, Tennessee, Iowa, Florida State. Tucker, you had Tennessee, Gonzaga, Wisconsin, Oregon. Alex, as an unbiased observer, who has the best way too early final four out of those?
I can tell you who has the worst.
That's not what I asked.
Oh, well.
But go ahead and tell me who has the worst.
I think it's because you don't want to hear who has the worst.
Is it me? Ooh. Do I have the worst?
Unfortunately, so. Rutgers is struggling right now.
Currently, yes,
they've dropped all the way to a 9 seed. They're kind of in bubble territory now, so I really don't think they'll be making the Final Four. Tennessee, like Tucker and I just said, it'd feel like a national championship if they made the Sweet 16 at this point.
Yeah,
if they made
that's all of us. Like we were all high. We were like, "It's our year. Final Four seems feasible. We can do this.
Yep,
it's gonna happen.
It's still gonna happen.
Yep.
It's
not, but Iowa. I think is
it's gonna
probably
happen.
The most likely of your four picks. Florida State, not really sure about.
I've been high on Lenny Hamilton since the beginning of this season.
Yeah, look, I think Leonard Hamilton's a terrific coach. I just don't think this is the most talented roster they've had in recent years.
I can 100% agree with that. They had NBA talent on their bench last year who was a top 10 pick. Like I can agree with that. But, okay, who do you think is the best? You gave me the worst. You pooped on me. Celebrate somebody.
Tucker, what was your four again?
Had Oregon, Tennessee, Wisconsin, and Gonzaga.
And Folky had Texas Tech, Tennessee, Illinois, Houston.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to flip that Tucker has the worst list.
I wasn't going to scream at you or get mad at you or anything, Wisconsin's. But I thought that you were wrong.
Make the tournament?
Yeah, they'll make the tournament. Okay. They're just not going far.
I mean, I told you Oregon and Wisconsin were. I didn't like those picks at the beginning of the season, and I thought I could have been wrong. But Wisconsin, I've been out on ever since people were high on them for beating Louisville when Louisville only had, I think, out of their 12 scholarship guys, had 7 or 8 of them available, and none of them were starters at the time, and they got their break speed off of them. And Wisconsin has been a top 25 team ever since. They finally fallen out of the top 25. I hate Wisconsin. Wisconsin is the worst team right now. I think they're the most overrated team. If Tennessee drew them in any shape or fashion, I'd be extremely happy.
I mean, their path to the Final Four, they would realistically have to beat Georgia Tech.
It's doable.
Arkansas.
No.
You don't think Wisconsin can beat Arkansas?
No.
So let's say Arkansas has a bad night. Boom. Wisconsin beats them. Okay, moving on. Probably play Houston. Let's say Houston has an off night. Boom. Elite Eight. Final Four.
Close, yeah.
Who are you playing Elite Eight?
Hold on.
He's got to do all the math.
Let me figure out here.
Well, you got to figure out who's having a good night and a bad night.
That's true.
The other
That's
ones,
true.
Too. So
you got, you know.
Who's the one seed in their division?
Baylor.
Okay, so let's say that 16 seed has a really good night, and Baylor's off that night.
So yes, yeah, so then they play Texas State in the Elite.
Yeah, Baylor only beat Iowa State by 5. They lost to Kansas, who was
this
out of the top 25 at one point.
This region is a sweep.
That's what I'm saying. Cupcake region.
Easy. I mean, easily the best team in here is Winthrop, and they're garbage.
DJ Burns.
Does it like it matters?
Where'd he used to play? Where'd he transfer from?
Look at Will's head.
It's Tennessee.
Yes, it is Tennessee.
That's why I knew the name.
I was wondering how long it would take you to realize the only reason I know that name is from Tennessee.
I was like, I knew DJ Prince is.
Fair enough. I'll tweet these out. It's an interesting thing. From 1229, that's not terrible. I mean, all of us were high on Tennessee, and rightfully so. And I'm not going to sit here and proclaim a Final Four appearance, but I'm still high on Tennessee. I think that this team has the making to be a decent tournament team, just with the style of play. Not saying that they are going to string together wins, but the way that this team plays, the style of the play, if everything goes right, which is normally what has to happen in the tournament, again, as cliche and stupid as it sounds, everything has to go right in the tournament. No one team is just going to win day in and day out. Everything, the ball has to bounce your way. We've seen crazy things in the tournament. I think Tennessee could sneak in. I do think it's a little bit...
Right now...
I think it's a little bit more realistic than a lot of people are assuming.
At this very moment...
Oh, are you looking at bracketology right now?
Yes.
I saw that today and I got real excited.
At this moment, Tennessee could go to the Final Four.
Yeah, I believe...
Tennessee, you beat VCU...
Which is their beat? This is
super
the
beatable.
Most beatable VCU team.
VCU, you go to the round of 32. You play Kansas. We already beat Kansas once. Kansas playing
Kansas
a little better.
Kansas is hot.
The winner though of Kansas Eastern Washington.
Yes.
And Eastern Washington. I know I say this a lot with every mid-major, but Eastern Washington. I brought them up earlier in the season. They're a good three-point shooting team. They have the makes. I'm not saying they're going to beat Kansas in that moment, but they have
the
makes
Kansas,
to be.
They're beating the hell out of us. If they're a good three-point team.
It's
like,
fair point by you.
I'd probably rather play Kansas.
It's fair point by you, but no, they're a good three-point shooting team. They catch a team on an off night and they're having a good night. That's going to be a popular upset pick.
The only problem is if we do beat VCU and then Kansas. In the Elite Eight, the team we probably play
Iowa
would be Iowa.
Who does Iowa have to go through?
They're bad.
Vautech and a couple mid-majors?
Iowa has to beat Grand Canyon and then probably between Virginia Tech or UConn.
Probably Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
UConn's kind of hot. I mean, I'm not...
They're not great.
They're not anywhere close. Book Knight is nowhere close to Shabazz Napier or Kemba Walker level UConn March Madness point guards, but I mean... Again, we've seen that before, too, where Kentucky has had a March Madness point guard, where he's just gone mad during the month of March.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't hate this to at least try to get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Like, we go to the Sweet 16 in this racket, I think. I think we can beat Kansas again.
You can't lose on Sunday against Florida.
Yeah.
No, you
can't. If you lose Sunday, you drop to a 7, and you're going to have to face a 2-seed second or...
Yeah, you face
early.
Iowa.
Yeah, you'd face them early, depending on
what
region.
You face Iowa in the round of 32, if they keep us in the same region. Yep.
What is considered a disappointment in this tournament and what is considered a way above expectation? Not saying national championship, but what is considered way above your expectations and what is considered a disappointment in this game?
Disappointment is not reaching the Sweet 16.
So you have to,
you
even
have
second
to reach,
round exit?
You have to reach the Sweet 16. In my opinion, to be as talented as we are. I mean, we played like garbage, but regardless, if I look like we've got to get to this.
That's fair. I mean, we talked all season long of if not when, or if not now, when.
Yeah.
I mean, you can build for the future. I've tried to turn this and spin it in all these different sorts of ways, but we said it all at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
If not now, when?
Yes.
With these two lottery picks, you might get lucky. You might get lucky and convince one of them to stay, but there's no chance. I don't think you can convince both of them to stay.
No.
There's no chance.
No, they're not.
I don't think either of them.
Yeah, I think gone. Both of them are gone, but I think, I mean,
they're both 99.5% gone.
I think it's less than that. I think it's 90%. Like, Keon is 100% gone. But Jaden Springer, right now, he's looking outside of the lottery. He's looking like a late first-round pick.
And there hasn't even been any, like, hints or subtweeting or anything you've been able to grab on other than just their draft stock. Like, there hasn't been, normally with other guys who you can kind of see leaning away from a team mentality, this team still feels like a team regardless of how they played. Like, it feels like there's some sort of chemistry, some sort of camaraderie.
Yeah, I mean, if
I disagree.
There's not a camaraderie in this team.
What are you talking about?
They play dead.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about purely when you're going shooting. The ball movement is decent, and they look like they know how to play with each other, regardless of shots are hitting or not. Turnovers are one thing or another, but ball movement has been decent. But every time someone goes down, every single person is going up and grabbing them off the floor. The bench is the loudest Tennessee basketball bench I've ever heard. I'm talking strictly team camaraderie. I'm not talking like
morale.
On the court. Yeah, morale.
Look, I don't know about the ball movement thing. I don't know if you can place that within the camaraderie thing, because every time they're on offense, to me, it seems like they're passing the ball like, all right, who's going to take it? Who's going to take this shot? Like, I really don't think, as far as game-wise goes, that they know how to click with each other.
That's fair.
Because if they did, we wouldn't have been as disappointed as we have been this season, particularly in the last few games.
I'll say, if I was Jaden and Keon, which is a big stretch, because I am nowhere anyway similar to them athletically, but...
Thanks for letting us know that.
Yeah, you know...
What about height-wise, skin tone?
Nope. Like, age? It's pretty much completely different. Close in age.
Yeah.
Close.
How old? Well, you're 19. Old.
They're my age.
Okay,
they're freshmen.
They're like 3 years younger than me. Like, it matters. Anyway.
Okay, I'll remember that next time.
Old.
You insult me for being young.
No, you're young. You're a child. But it would be hard for me to be them and think, okay, but what would happen next year if we had Kennedy Chandler and all these other guys and, like, we have this squad? Mm-hmm. Can we go win a national championship? Maybe I get drafted top 10.
But when you're already maybe getting drafted top 10, is it worth the risk?
The
risk?
Jaden, I think, could possibly be having those thoughts more. Like, I agree.
Yeah, because right now he's outside of the lottery.
Yeah.
He can only imagine of what would happen if he were to start alongside Kennedy Chandler, what it would do for him. Like, you have to think about it, but
thinks that Kennedy Chandler is just 1 year too young.
I really don't think Jaden would stay.
No, I'm talking about he's just 1 year too young. Like, I'm saying he just missed the boat. Like, if we had all three of these guys at one time,
it also really sucks.
I don't think
you
would have gotten all three.
You don't think so?
No,
you can't. Yeah, you can't pull three top
and two point guards.
Yeah, you can't pull that.
That's true.
That's why I don't think that in the end Jaden will stay, is because we have Kennedy coming in.
It was also a shock to be able to land Kennedy after landing two other top 300 guards. Like, it was a weird thing. It also sucks that Corey Walker hasn't been able to get out there. Corey Walker is still a top 300 guy we haven't been able to see, and I think a lot of people have forgotten about that. We were looking forward to a big three of freshmen, ended up only getting the power duo. But it's whatever.
Who would have thought Folky would have the best way too early Final Four?
I told him his was solid. I think Houston is the only team I was nervous about. I thought, I mean, you knew Matt McClung was going to do big things. You knew Kofi and Io were going to do something.
By default, or should I say by decent?
We need a buzzer and a laugh track and more sound effects so we don't have to just sit in silence every time one of us makes a bad joke. Not just me, because I make plenty of bad jokes. Alex, no offense, you make plenty of bad jokes. You make plenty of bad jokes.
I make great jokes.
We need a bad laugh track. Just every time someone has a bad joke, we throw a laugh track in there, a sitcom-style laugh track. Birthday's next. We'll be right back. Time for the birthday game. Let's get right to it. We're starting quickly, fastly, with this man. listed as YouTube star, infomercial star, just star overall. It's the man himself. March 3rd, 1961, United States is his birthplace. He's 60 years old today. Web sensation who's energetic and comedic spokesperson for the Flex Seal family of products. This exposure has led
Billy
him
Mays.
To a pop
no,
culture
he's
icon,
he's
generating numerous internet memes.
I don't know his name.
It's blank blank here with Flex Seal. What is the Flex Seal man name?
Bob Martin.
He's not the dad of Taylor, I'll tell you that.
Mike Swift. Jeff Swift.
Go to the gas station to do this to my car. I got to get some
gas.
Phil Swift.
It's Phil Swift. Phil Swift here with Flex Seal.
Wow. Gas Swift. I just do like all the work for you. It's okay.
You said Gas Swift. I can't control that. Cannot control that. Philip Swift.
Well, I didn't get to the part where you said, do this to my car. I guessed before you got to that.
So. Again, can't control that either.
Okay. And a dog. Let's keep rolling.
1977, March 3rd. Hoboken.
77?
Hoboken, New Jersey, 44 years old today. I'll take his moniker as well as his name if you know his name. He's a famous American pastry baker chef. Reality
Buddy
star.
Velasco.
It is correct.
Who?
Cake Boss. What? Cake Boss. Cake Boss.
How did you get that?
I do not
Cake
watch garbage TV.
Cake Boss, TLC.
Okay, you, no, that's not garbage TV.
I don't watch garbage TV.
He's from Hoboken. You're not from Hoboken, but the dude's from Hoboken, New Jersey, which is probably,
I've been to Hoboken. Yeah. I've been to Carlos Baker, yeah.
Yeah. Cake Boss. It's Cake Boss.
Watch the show. It's a good show.
It's not a bad show at all.
Garbage
it is
television.
A good show.
It's insane, the cakes they do.
Garbage.
From one garbage television show to the next, March 3rd, 1970, Baltimore, Maryland, 51 years old today, television actress. Mainly known for playing Claire Dunphy on the hit sitcom Modern Family and Denise Bauer for 3 years of Boston Legal. Does anybody know
Julie
Claire
Bowen.
Dunphy's name? It is Julie Bowen.
Who?
She's Claire Dunphy on Modern Family.
I've never watched an episode of Modern Family.
You're missing out. It's a decent TV
what
show.
What's her name?
Julie Bowen. You'll recognize her. I think she also played a love interest in a Sandler film. Cannot remember which Sandler film, though. Another television/movie actress, March 3rd, 1982. Ellie, E-L-Y, Minnesota. Just E-L-Y. So, a lie. I don't know. She became known as Mary Camden on television's Seventh Heaven and won Youngest Artist Award for Best Performance for her supporting role as Eulise Gold. Well-known film critics include Summer Catch, Blade Trinity, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. She's
Eulise Gold in, like, what movie?
Does not say. Sorry. She starred in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry alongside Adam Sandler and Kevin James. Also began dating Justin Timberlake in 2007.
Amy Adams.
Couple put on
Jessica
wedding
Biel.
Bands. It is Jessica Biel.
It's rare you pick a celebrity and name a bunch of movies that I've never seen.
Again.
I hadn't seen any
I forgot she was in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Cannot control that either.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying like I just.
Sucks. Yeah.
I just had no shot at that one.
You could have said the A-Team. Have you seen the A-Team?
I didn't know she was in the A-Team. Okay. No. March 3rd, 1998.
Watch good movies.
23 years old today, St. Louis, Missouri, basketball player. Forward who played 1 year of college basketball at Duke University.
Jason Tatum.
It is Jason Tatum. I'll save this basketball player just in case we need him.
What was the giveaway there?
St. Louis.
Probably
23, so he's fairly
young. Duke player.
And
it's
Duke.
Brandon. It's Brandon Ingram or Jason Tatum in that case. Also, Grant.
Right.
You see, my brain works really fast, Tucker. I don't know if you knew that.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of football players today, Tucker. Don't worry. Okay. March 3rd, 1993, Los Angeles, California. I'd stop talking to him so you can focus. March 3rd, 1993, Los Angeles, California, 28 years old today, football player. Star wide receiver who played at Ohio State, then was drafted by the New Orleans Saints in the second round of
Michael
the 2016 draft. It is Michael Thomas. Another football player, March 3rd, 1962, Wrightsville, Georgia, 59 years old today, former Heisman-winning running back for the University of Georgia, became a two-time Pro Bowler
Herschel
selection.
Walker.
I'm going to give Folky just because you're on a run, but you said it at the same time. But I'm going to give it Folky just because you're on a run.
And because I got it first.
Yeah, it's tight.
Folky did get it first.
March 3rd, 1984, Bell nice Glade, Florida, 37 years old today, former NFL wide receiver who was named Super Bowl MVP. XLII with the Pittsburgh Steelers after catching 9 passes,
San Antonio Holmes.
And 31 yards and a touchdown. It is San Antonio Holmes. Y'all are getting blanked today.
I got one.
Good point by you,
hey,
Folky.
Tucker. Tucker, you're stupid.
He called you stupid.
You're fired.
You don't have firing power on my show.
No, I can fire. I'll fire anyone I want.
You can say it. You can say it. I'll let
Will,
you.
You're fired.
I'll let you say
Folky,
it.
You're fired.
No, I'll no. let you say it.
Alex, you're fired.
There's really no other birthdays today.
Turn the mics off. Everyone's fired. Show's over. Show's fired. Overtime, fired. Hey, you listening? You're fired.
All right, let's go back to this days in histories. I'll do a couple because there are no more birthdays.
No more birthdays?
Just no more of substance unless you want me to go back to that basketball player
you did,
I skipped over.
Like people that no one even knows.
There's no birthdays today. Do you want me to go back to the basketball player I skipped over?
No, that's fine.
No,
I don't
I'm
even
going
care.
To the basketball
go
player
ahead,
I skipped
do
over.
It.
And
do
you're
it.
Gonna get mad.
Do it.
Basketball player, March 3rd, 1996, Moon, Pennsylvania, 25 years old, professional basketball player who is recognized
Donovan
for
Mitchell.
Having played small forward position for both Pittsburgh Panthers and the North Carolina Tar Heels. In 2019, he was drafted by the Minnesota Timberwolves with the 11th pick, known for a three-point shooting team. He was a
Andrew Wiggins.
First team All-ACC selection. He played at Kansas. Played at Kansas. Dude's old, too.
That's good.
Cam Johnson?
That would be one Cam Johnson.
Good for him. Household name Cam Johnson.
Y'all ever heard of
all these on the first guess?
You got the team wrong too. I'm surprised I got that.
I did not get the team wrong.
Well, you remembered the.
You said drafted by the Timberwolves, right?
He was drafted by the Timberwolves according to famousbirthdays.com. I didn't get the
place for the Suns.
I didn't get anything wrong.
So you got the right name.
Famous
birthdays. The wrong
got
name.
Famous birthday. Yeah, the
famous,
website. I apologize. Apologize.
No,
I apologize.
I just read. I don't chime in with any extra anything extra. I read what the bio says. I think he was traded to the Suns, too. I think he was drafted by the Timberwolves and then traded over. Let's
he was
go.
Drafted by the Suns.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Then
he
I guess
first
this.
First round pick drafted at number 11 to the Suns.
I guess this in history, or, famousbirthdays.com just has it wrong because it says in 2019 he was drafted by the Minnesota Timberwolves with the 11th pick.
Hold on. It was. Yeah, he was drafted by the T Wolves.
Okay. Who was he traded
then
for?
Then something happened. I don't know, man.
That must have been the Rubio. That must have been the Rubio trade, too, because Rubio ended up in Phoenix around the same time.
No, he signed there.
He did?
Because he was coming from Utah.
That's a good point by you. Good point by you. Let's go to some This Days in Histories. 1994, the IRS investigates this former baseball player.
P. Rose.
Fruity last name.
Oh, Roger Clement.
That's a fantastic pull. That's not what... No, that's not the answer, but I love that that's where your brain went. Like Clementine?
Yeah.
No, but I love that, man. I love that. That was great. It's Daryl Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry.
Oh.
1986, Masters of Puppets was the third studio album released
Metallica.
By this. Good job. Let's find.
Hey,
you
Alex,
you
my brain just works faster than yours. You didn't know that? That great album by Metallica, you idiot.
In 1837, Congress increases the Supreme Court from blank to blank.
1 to 2.
It is numbers. It is numbers. He is on the right path.
10 to 12.
No, 13 to 14.
10 to 11.
No, 49 to 50.
8 to 7.
From 6 to 7 justices.
8 to 9. 9 to
10. No. It's 11 to 12.
What did the Supreme Court do?
What year was this?
Would be 7 justices to 9 justices.
I feel like we had to have said that.
Oh, we didn't.
Did
we
not.
Went all around it.
You did not. In 1885... This telephone company, American Telephone and Telegraph, becomes famous.
AT&T.
AT&T would be correct. And U.S. You're President stupid. George H.W. Bush apologizes for doing this after pledging not to. That would be in 1992. Apologizes for doing this after pleading and saying he would not.
In 92? George Bush, like the
George
president?
George H.W. Bush apologizes.
Senior.
For doing this after his whole entire campaign promise was not doing this.
Raising taxes.
That would be raising taxes. Congratulations, you got it correct. There's no more This Days in Histories that I got on here. I think I said Florida became the 27th state of the union. Hockey was played for the first time.
Sure.
Ann Sullivan began teaching 6-year-old blind deaf girl, Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
That's where the myth starts. That's where the conspiracy theory starts.
It was real.
Are you sure?
No, I believe so.
Doubt it. We'll be right back.
All
right. Right back.
We love you guys.
We'll be right back tomorrow.